Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Again, the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at $8.50, up a quarter on the open. September, 8:13, down one. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 7:48, up three on the open. September, 7:65, up five and a quarter. December, 7:86, and that was up four. March, 8:04, up three. July of 2009, 8:19, up two on the open. July corn opened at $6, up three and a quarter on the open. September, 6:13, up four and a half. December, 6:27, up three and three quarters. March, 6:40, up three and three quarters. May, 6:49 and a half, up five and a half on the open. Take it out to December of 2009. It opened at 6:14, up one on the open. July beans opened at 13:41, up 16 and a quarter on the open. September, 13:47, up 22 and three quarters. November, 13:47, up 22 and three quarters. March, 13:73, up 24 and a quarter on the open. July soybean meal opened at 3:29, up a dollar on the open. August, 3:35, up 4.70. July soybean oil opened at 63.15, up 1.32 on the open. June live cattle opened at 95.20, up 10 on the open. August feeders, 114.55, down 20. June lean hogs, 77.20, down 7 and make it down 75. And July bellies, 75.80, up 95 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to step back, and because it's a long weekend, to take a deep breath and kind of take a look at what has been and what could be from a macroeconomic standpoint. We are hearing that folks like T-Bone Pickens is projecting that crude oil prices will reach around $150 at some point in our future. We've got the International Energy Agency doing a survey of the top 400 oil fields around the world to see what the potential supply side is. And while that report not out until November, we're hearing already chatter that it's likely that what they'll learn is that they won't have enough oil. The 116 million bushels per day, barrels per day needed to keep up with the demand pace that is going to be set by the year 2030. Since the beginning of the year, if not earlier, Mike, we have seen a strong correlation between crude oil prices and soybean prices, certainly to a little bit lesser extent, corn prices, but they have also tagged along the crude oil to a large degree. So the questions I have for you is, if T-Bone is right and we get to $150, how does that impact commodity prices?
Well, you're right. It is a long weekend, and first, a word of thanks to the troops and our veterans from all of us here at Risk Management, Dave. I think to get to your mindset, you have to go back one step and say, okay, what has gotten us into this situation? The rally currently underway the last couple, 3 weeks, we've had, kind of twists and turns in the crude oil market, and then suddenly last week, after last weekend, the market surged strongly forward. Why, I think, is because the Saudis said no to President Bush as far as increasing supplies, and that brought out the peak oil bulls, that the peak oil of supply is in the here and now. There are no short-term fixes, and we are going to have to come up with emergency ways of rationing what supplies we have. Everybody knows it takes a reliable supply of energy to allow economies to grow and change their diets, but what happens if that supply is not reliable? And when you combine that with the idea of some of the numbers you were just kicking out, energy demand is indeed expected by the United Nations to double in the next 25 to 30 years. So I think what we're talking about here is, in the short term, it's supportive to commodities, especially a corn-type commodity that is intensive for energy to produce, and that the supply side in commodities, the producers in commodities, will need more per bushel in price to offset their higher costs. And so I think in that sense, much like in economics, there's a good side and a bad side. It's supportive to the supply side because we're going to need more to produce more. It's not supportive to the global economy or globalization because what we're talking about is this peak oil. And if we have reached peak oil and these prices continue higher to ration the supply, essentially what we're saying is we're going to have lower supplies here in the short term until we bring something like nuclear power on in the next 5-10 years. But between now and then, we're not going to let you get any bigger in globalization. And my biggest fear is commodities as an asset class have been invested in because of the idea that we've enjoyed low inflation and low interest rates and extremely strong demand as a result of those two things. Well, now that's changing. We've got high inflation, and interest rates are going up. At the same time, the dollar's weak. The weak dollar really hits us in the mindset that what do we import the most of? Oil. And so if we have a weak dollar, yes, it helps us on the export side of the equation, but the imports of oil continue to stay steady or even go down, and we've seen that in the Department of Energy statistics. So my quick answer is that the global economy and globalization and commodities as an asset class, the negativity of that will offset and override the supportive side of the supply side of commodities and the higher costs that we need or higher price we need to ensure, you know, profitability and higher costs. I'm fearful that the ag sector costs go up as global demand goes down, and that in the short term really hurts our producers. And that's kind of the pickle we're working into right now, and everything's so fluid right now, but that's my initial impression.
Well, are there some target prices that you would suggest in crude oil futures that if we reach or exceed that, grain prices, grain commodities, commodity trading will really take a strong hit to the downside?
I don't have that right now, Dave, but what I do have is the idea, and we talked about this a little bit on Commodity Week last week, I do have the idea that unlike the last 3 years, the big, robust engines of growth like China and India, they have essentially insulated their end users and their consumers from paying world market prices by subsidizing energy, especially diesel oil and heating oil. They cannot and will not any longer, I don't think, do that. And so everyone in the world, or most everyone in the world that's responsible for most of the gross domestic product of the world, are going to feel the effects of these higher energy prices. And obviously, I'm right about that because it's all over the media now. So everybody around the world is feeling this effect. Well, 4 years ago, no one was talking about it. 3 years ago, no one was talking about it. 2 years ago, no one was really talking about it. It wasn't until just this year that Congress started hauling people in front of their benches for testimony, and the world started waking up to these higher prices. So I think you're in that here and now where you're slowing the economy down. That goes back to watching what the world stocks do, the world-ending stocks do, and it goes back to what wheat has done. We've lost over 40% of our value in wheat. I don't think that's justified given the global supply and demand, or justified, you know, given the essentially the new crop supplies coming on, not really replenishing old crop supplies that much at all. But the fact of the matter still remains, we've lost 40% in our wheat value while crude oil has gone straight up. And so that's some of the stuff we're watching right now. The first thing on my table is to look at what do the world ending stocks look like after these energy prices stay this high. And goodness sakes, we all know that if we have a strong hurricane season this year, we could be talking about $5 gasoline well before next year.
So bottom line this for me, Mike. At some point, if crude oil prices get high enough, the mirror effect that we see with corn and beans detaches itself. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, I think that's right. I think what we're looking at already is something, you know, like John Deere when they came out with their profitability. The ag sector usually leads these markets in terms of overall economic health. And John Deere's already noting their higher costs of what they did not expect to have to pay for energy. John Deere manufacturing companies will come out every year and give their employees a cost of living increase in their wages. We used to have zero inflation, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Now they're going to have to start giving wage increases to their employees for essentially inflation, and at the same time battle inflation and their costs and their higher fixed costs as well. So I think you're going to have to watch that stock market a lot more closely, Dave, and I think it goes back to watching the ending stocks numbers. And I suspect what we've told clients is I suspect by September we're going to have a very clear picture of whether the energy markets are doing more harm than good. I personally think the weaker dollar has, and we've said this a million times with you folks, that the weaker dollar is doing more harm than good right now to the overall ability of grain prices to sustain these levels and reward producers for increasing their supplies.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. You're listening to WILO Urbana.